This is Island Planning Initiative, and I think I welcome to the podium Commissioner Cole. Welcome, Commissioner.
Good morning, Senator Damon, members of the committee. Given this may be the last time I formally present to this particular committee, I, too, on behalf of the department, for those who are leaving, we salute you. Given the topic at hand here, it comes to mind that Senator Savage and Representative Fisher were one time during the 90s chairs, and I think you served together as co-chairs, correct, when different iterations of Sears Island were going on. So there's certainly a lot of history with this committee, and glad to have your expertise here at the table as we come forth to provide a progress report on what now is about a 30-month process of determining, hopefully, the future of Sears Island. Over here in the corner is a map of Sears Island, and you can see it's delineated. Dwayne, you may want to do the pointing thing here, if you wouldn't mind. Basically, there was a group assigned by the governor back almost 3 years ago, made up of a broad cross-section of Mainers and citizens from both the Searsport area and well as other interests to look at the future of Sears Island. This happened, as you all recall, there was a proposal to at least look at Sears Island for an LNG facility, which was met with considerable resistance in the area. And the governor said it's time for all parties to get together and look at what the future of Sears Island should be, including transportation interests as well as other interests as well. And after that group deliberated approximately 18 months ago, I believe it was June of 07, we did a presentation, myself and Karen Kilberg, who was the facilitator of that effort, and presented what was called the consensus agreement related to the future of Sears Island. Per, I think it was LD 277, which was Representative McKinney's bill, laid out that any changes of ownership, jurisdiction, or use of Sears Island must be reviewed and approved by the Transportation Committee, and which we would do a regular course anyways on a project of this magnitude. But we are back before you to bring to you the next phase of this effort, which once the consensus agreement was together, then it was a matter of saying, okay, we have a conceptual framework. Now it needs to be translated into a joint use plan. And appropriately, the group was called a Joint Use Planning Committee, or JUPC, which was made up of 15 members representing transportation, community, and conservation interests. The per the consensus agreement, looking at the map, the consensus agreement deemed or recommended that there were two appropriate uses for Sears Island. First, a marine transportation use, and secondly, a conservation use, which would incorporate recreation and education. These are the lines on the map that this JUPC group, Joint Use Planning Group, is putting into its final report, which will go to the governor of the town and to the committee. Today we're going to give you an overview of what will come forth in this report, although the report is not in final form, but it's getting very, very close. What you will see here is the product of the last 16 months of work of this JUPC, and I would be remiss if I didn't recognize some folks in the audience. I won't go through everyone, but several members of the JUPC are here, including the host community, Searsport. James Gilway, the town manager, is here, James. And Diane Smith is the head of the Economic Development Committee, correct, Diane, for the town of Searsport, and has been through this process right from the beginning. I think it's real important to note that obviously to get anything done, you need the hearts and minds of the host community on board, And through this process, you've seen a broad cross-section of the community get involved in the process. I won't put words in their mouth, but I can tell you what I observed. Were folks coming together from various interests and stakeholder groups and trying to look toward a future for the town, because this is 1,000 acres within the town of Searsport that's considered valuable to the town as well as to the state and other regional and private interests. Dwayne Scott, who has been the facilitator and project manager over the last 16 months for this process, and in a moment we'll go through with you the essence of the agreement. But before that, I'd just like to point out a couple of things. First, stress the fact the consensus agreement recognizes that there are two appropriate uses for the island, marine transportation and conservation. And what that group was tasked with was to basically draw a line in the maps in a compatible way that could accommodate a marine transportation use, but obviously do it in a responsible manner. This does not permit a port on the island. That would happen later when a developer has an interest in developing a port. That would be the phase you would deal with a permit. You don't deal with permits on speculation. What this does is lays out an area for a port that could accommodate that kind of use. And we also have department representatives here today, including John Henshaw, the executive director of the Maine Port Authority, and our ports manager, who can talk about how we laid out that area to make sure that we had that portion of the island which has a transportation value related to marine shipping. But if you can look over to the left, you can see the channel out in the harbor that serves Mack Point. Why this island is valuable from a transportation standpoint is that it happens to be located on relatively deep water and an established shipping channel and an active shipping channel serving Mack Point. So to the extent that this area was laid out, the top area is a transportation corridor coming in through there. The areas where potential berths would go to service container ships would actually be down where the deep water is. So what we did was identify an adequate area to accommodate road and rail into the deep water area. And then it goes down along the, that is actually a railroad track. Bob Grinrod, the president of the Montreal, Maine and Atlantic, whose railroad comes down to Searsport and could serve the island. Bob's people looked at this from the standpoint of getting a railroad spur onto the island. I believe it's 8,700 feet, something in that range. So it's almost a mile and a half, Bob, in that range. So it would be adequate to serve the needs of the island. If you think of a container port, think of longitudinal piers, which with a lay-down area behind them where containers are stacked, and then transportation, predominantly rail, to take them off the island. It's not a complex facility, but obviously it's complex to build.